Okay, so you want to plan a retreat. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you want to make it amazing.
Of course, who doesn't?
Right.
You want it to be like unforgettable, you know?
Exactly. Impactful. And something that really resonates with people, whether it's,
Yeah.
yoga and wellness, or even like a business strategy session.
Right. Get everyone on the same page.
Totally. And lucky for us, we had this really cool podcast guide about,
Ooh, a podcast.
it's all about designing retreats
Okay, I like it.
at this pretty unique location.
Unique. So,
It's a private hot springs.
private hot springs for a retreat.
Yeah, what do you think?
That sounds super interesting. I mean, what kind of hot springs are we talking about?
Well, I mean, we all love a good relaxing soak, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Nothing beats that.
But why would you choose a hot springs for a retreat?
All right, like why not just a hotel or, you know, a conference center or something?
Exactly.
Well, I think it's all about the environment you're trying to create.
Okay, what do you mean?
So think about it. You want a space that feels open, where people can really connect and kind of escape from the everyday.
Escape, yeah.
And this particular hot springs, it has like five separate chalets.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a sense of privacy
Oh, I see what you mean.
that you wouldn't get in a crowded hotel,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, totally. And then on top of that, being surrounded by nature.
Yes.
And this place has incredible landscapes.
It's supposed to be stunning.
It can really change your mindset,
Oh,
Carly.
absolutely. I know. Whenever I'm out in nature, I feel so much more relaxed
Totally.
and creative too. It's like I can finally breathe.
It's like a weight lifted.
Exactly. And there's actually research to back this up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, studies show that being in nature can reduce those stress hormones
Interesting.
and actually like promote feelings of well-being.
So it's not just a feeling.
No, it's a real physiological shift. And
Wow.
that can make a huge difference for a retreat, you know?
Right, because everyone comes in kind of stressed and.
Exactly. You're setting the stage for a much deeper experience.
I like that, a deeper experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just theory though, right?
Not at all.
Because our source actually mentions this woman named Rachel.
Oh, yeah, Rachel.
And she uses this hot springs location for her retreats.
I love her story. It's such a good example.
Okay, so tell me about Rachel.
So she brings her top clients.
Top clients, like her best clients.
Yeah, her inner circle to the hot springs for these retreats.
Okay.
But it's not just like a fun getaway.
There's a business angle.
Yeah, she blends business development with relationship building.
Really? That's cool. I wouldn't think to combine like high-level business with a hot springs retreat.
Right. But it works and it's super strategic.
So how does she actually do it?
So think like intimate fireside
I'll
chats,
tell you anything.
overlooking those amazing views.
Nice.
Then they have collaborative brainstorming sessions in
Huh.
those open air chalets,
I can picture it.
even guided hikes through the surrounding nature. And it's all designed to encourage natural conversation and build trust.
So she's kind of weaving her business goals into these activities.
Exactly. It's subtle. It doesn't feel forced at all.
So smart.
And you know, the hot springs environment, it really helps lower those corporate barriers.
Okay.
Everyone's more relaxed, more open to
And
connecting.
that leads to stronger client relationships.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So it sounds like this hot springs location is pretty versatile.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, if it can cater to these business retreats.
Definitely the source mentions that it's hosted a variety of retreats.
Like what else?
Well, yoga and wellness, of course,
Right.
but also corporate team building,
Huh.
leadership development, even.
Wow. So they have the space for all that.
Oh, yeah. Those chalets are perfect for workshops and group sessions.
And then you have all that nature for reflection and outdoor activities.
It's the best of both worlds.
I love it. So it seems like choosing the right location is really key.
Everything you know.
And when you consider this hot springs, those unique features
Yeah.
really amplify the benefits.
Right. The views, the landscape, that sense of
It
tranquility.
all comes together.
It creates the perfect atmosphere for personal growth and connection.
Think about a retreat focused on creativity.
Oh, yeah.
Being in nature like that could spark so much inspiration.
Absolutely. New ways of thinking unlock something you didn't even know was there.
Amazing. Powerful stuff.
So to wrap up, it sounds like location is paramount.
Couldn't agree more.
And places like this hot springs offer a unique combination of space, natural beauty, and adaptability.
And Rachel's story shows us just how innovative you can be.
Exactly. You can tailor it to your specific needs.
Absolutely. And as you plan your own retreat,
Yeah.
think about how you can use the unique aspects of your chosen location
Okay.
to really elevate the experience and achieve your
I
goals.
like that.
So, how can the environment enhance the activities, the conversations,
Even the energy.
the overall energy of your retreat, and for some inspiration?
Yeah. You can always check out www.privatehotsprings.com.
Perfect. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me.
My pleasure.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.